Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we have a special opportunity today where we are with Mark Hart, and we're going to be talking to Mark Hart all this week. Catholics may know him as Mark Hart, the Bible geek, and he'll tell us how he got that name. But yes, he tells us all about the Bible. He teaches on the Bible. And so he's going to talk about that ministry he does. And he's also going to talk about his latest book, which is called One Sunday at a Time. And it's a book which I'd highly recommend to you that enables you to reflect on the upcoming readings for the next week. And it's got little exercises in it and everything else. So we're going to be switching over to Mark in just a minute. In the meantime, let people know where they can hear this program. They can hear us here at WROL 950 AM and 100.3 FM at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then it also drops at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also connect to our Twitter account if you'd like to do that, or find our subreddit over at Reddit, Catholic Audio Media. And our Twitter account is Allston Saint, because this comes from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So Mark Hart is speaking to us from Phoenix, nice warmer place than we have here in Boston. So let's switch over now to the first of our interview with Mark Hart, the Bible geek. So as you may or may not know, this is a radio show I do. I work with Parish in the Archdiocese of Boston, and we actually air this on Christian radio. It's not on Catholic radio, so our audience is both Catholic and non-Catholic. So just okay, so great. You know. So in light of that, let me begin, because a lot of people may not know who you are. Let me begin by asking you to tell us a little bit about who you are.
Yeah, so I grew up in a Catholic family. Went to Catholic school, parochial school, an altar server. But it was sort of a typical Catholic story. I think it was as I got into my preteen years and my teen years, started to pull away from the faith a little bit, as I think a lot of Christians, you know, have a tendency to do. We never missed Mass. We always did grace before meals. We didn't really read scripture as a family. We didn't really pray as a family. So really, at the time I was about 15 or 16, I started asking all those typical questions, you know, is there really a God? Does organized religion really matter? And luckily for me at that time, this program had started at my parish called Life Team. And I had a brand new youth minister, and he really engaged me. He asked me big questions. He walked with me through the difficult questions. And he really started to unpack the Catholic faith for me in a way that I'd never experienced before. And it really began my walk with Jesus at that moment in my teenagers. So fast forward through college, I had a plan. I had a job all lined up. And one fateful day, my senior year in college, I got a phone call from my parish priest who asked me to pray about becoming his youth minister. Even though I already had a job. He said, well, just pray about it. And that's, gosh, boy, when priests say to pray about it, you know, the Lord always has a plan. Yes. And I went and I prayed about it. And lo and behold, I said, okay, Lord, I'll give you 1 year. I'll give you 1 year to, you know, youth ministry was instrumental in my life. I'll serve 1 year, Lord. And that was 27 years ago. I've been in youth ministry.
For 27 years. So now, wow.
Yeah. So now I proudly serve as the CIO for Life Teen International. And I get to design resources for teenagers. I get to lead trainings for youth leaders. I get to write, I get to speak, I get to do a little bit of everything.
Wow. Oh, that's great. Now, as I said, we have a kind of a mixed audience. So could you describe for them what Life Teen is?
Sure. Yeah, we are the largest Catholic youth ministry in the world. We're a nonprofit. We serve over 2,000 parishes in over 2 dozen countries. And really, we design programming and resources to help translate the timeless Catholic faith in a timely way for modern teenagers. So how do you unpack the depth and the richness and the mysteries and the teachings and the sacraments of the church in a way that a modern teenager will understand? So we work with middle schoolers and high schoolers, grades 6 through 12. We have summer camps. We have training events. We have resources. We have social media. We have websites. Everything designed to help those who walk with young people, both volunteers, paid people, priests, religious, anybody, those who walk with modern middle schoolers and high schoolers, we train them and walk with them so that they can walk with young people and keep them close to Jesus Christ.
And so you're doing this, and if people want to find more, they go to lifeteen.com.
And it's correct. Lifeteen.com. It's your one-stop shop for everything Lifeteen.
Now, we have a few Lifeteen parishes in the Boston area, or I should say parishes that use Lifeteen in the Boston area. And you basically have two centers. You have one in Phoenix, and you have one in Atlanta, too.
That's correct, yes.
And I've been to the one in Atlanta.
A couple of campsites. Mm-hmm.
And yes, obviously, it's closer for me. It's right just down the coast. So I've been to the one in Atlanta. And you have all these different resources and everything. And one of the things that we were talking about, you're also known as the Bible Geek. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so several years ago, so before I started working for Lifeteen International, I was still at a parish out here in Phoenix. And I was asked to go away to an event and speak, but I was leading Bible study for about a dozen teenagers at the time. And this is back in the mid to late 90s, right? So this is back when the internet was really taking off. You remember we were all getting those AOL CDs in the mail, right?
Everyone was
starting the internet and getting your own emails. So I had to take off, but I was going to miss that week's Bible study. So I said to my teens, I said, hey, give me your email addresses. I'm going to just kind of write up a reflection and send it your way so we can still all kind of stay in the Word, you know, while I'm gone. And it was late at night. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I was still packing my bag. I finished the reflection. And right before I hit send, it was just kind of like, call it a Holy Spirit-inspired moment. Instead of signing it Mark, I signed it Your Friendly Neighborhood Bible Geek.
Oh.
And I sent it off to everyone. And what was really telling about it was amazing. When I returned and I was looking at my replies, every single one of the teens replied and to the study, mentioning things that they had taken from that lesson. But every single one of them mentioned that they got a kick out of it, that they liked that moniker, Bible Geek. And it kind of just stuck after that. I started signing emails like that. And then I said, you know, there is a hunger. I think sometimes we think that maybe because someone is Catholic and they never read scripture, maybe because someone is young, maybe they wouldn't be interested in the Bible. Those are completely false. Those are fallacies. Mm-hmm. I think that what ends up happening is a lot of us, we've never had someone unpack scripture in a way that really engages our heart more than just our mind. So so I said, you know, I think there's a desire here. So I kind of threw it out at the time to my boss, and I said, listen, what if I start writing this reflection under a pen name? We'll put it on the website for free. And anybody who's interested, and I thought, you know, maybe a couple hundred people might be. Within a year, I had 30,000 people signed up.
Really?
For weekly emails. And there were Catholics young and old. And it really kind of took off. And then people kind of, you know, they didn't know who was behind the pen name. It was kind of fun. But it really just kind of stuck. And it really just, it taught me a really important lesson that I think sometimes we sell teenagers short. Oftentimes, mm-hmm. I should say we sell teenagers short. But oftentimes, we also sell just Catholics in general short when it comes to scripture, you know, because maybe we weren't raised to read it or study it. But it doesn't mean they're not interested in it. Because I think that's where we've gone wrong over the years.
Well, that, you know, that's an interesting point. Because, of course, Catholics have the reputation of not knowing the Bible. But, you know, as you've shown, and I know that for a fact, a lot of people are very interested in the Bible. Your role is to bring it more deeply into many aspects that even I have to say as a priest, I've seen some of your material as a priest. I wouldn't normally is the right word. I wouldn't regularly think immediately to the depth that you go to. You go pretty deep on scripture.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You know, I think, you know, everybody has different charisms, you know, and I think sometimes, I think a lot of our Catholic priests get sort of an unfair take because, I mean, you're expected to give a homily or a sermon every single week that's going to hit every single person in the pew. It's supposed to be a home run every single weekend, right? For people who are lifelong Catholics of 80 years, people who are newbies, people who are stopping by, people who are relatives, friends, people who are engaged, not engaged, living all manners of life. And you're supposed to hit a grand slam every weekend? That's not fair to you as a priest. It's absolutely not fair. No, that's a tall order. I mean, I've given talks, I've given parish missions, and I don't envy you that task. You know, you're trying to get everyone on the same train, moving in the same direction. That's a tall order. Mm-hmm. And but I think that you know, what's funny about scripture is that the more you read it, the more you desire to read it. You know, and everyone has a different charism. And my take is, if we can get, because in the Catholic Church we have what's called the cycle of Sunday reading. So we have a 3-year cycle of readings. that we keep repeating, right? So, right. So one year we're going to hear predominantly from Matthew, the next year we'll hear from Mark and John, the next year we'll hear from Luke. And that's predominantly, the gospel you hear from on Sunday. Well, there's a wisdom in having cycles like that, because you're going to get different readings every year, but you're also going to move through a majority of the gospels and through a majority of the scriptures. But the thing is that if we as Catholics, in the 167 hours a week that we're not at Sunday Mass, do not do something, do not engage in some way, do not read the scripture readings ahead of time, well, now we're putting a whole lot of pressure on the lector who's reading it, mm-hmm. on the priest who has to give the homily, because we don't really know what we're listening to. But if we take 10 minutes a week and we read the scripture readings ahead of time, we go into Sunday Mass knowing what we're about to hear again, already having contemplated it, prayed about it, possibly looked things up in our own footnotes in our own Bible. But if we go in knowing what the theme is, knowing what to listen for, well, now the whole first half of the Mass comes to life in a new way. Wow. And now our mind is less likely to take turns, digress, get distracted during that first half of Mass. Well, now there's less pressure on the homily. Now, I've already engaged prayerfully. And honestly, God has never outdone in generosity. So even taking that 10 or 15 minutes in the 167 hours we're not at Mass to read the readings ahead of time, well, God's going to pour out his grace for that, because that is a form of prayer, obviously.
Yes.
And God's grace is very real. It's very, it's living, it's active. We know that from Scripture. So really, we've given God so much more to work with, and now we see how the Mass can come to life in our life.
We're going to talk more with Mark Hart tomorrow. In the meantime, let other people know they can hear the program at WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Have yourself a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.